sits on your top five when you're on the phone there?
Mama.
Yeah?
That's probably the call.
Please go ahead.
Mama, hey, mama.
Remember?
Remember from business.
Zambian beers.
And Voice News, the Global Link. Government urged to strengthen laws on gambling. CRAS rules out bus fare reduction for month of February. And leader of South Africa's second largest party will not seek re-election. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Build Zambia 2064 Executive Director Joseph Mushalika has called on government to formulate stronger laws to ensure strict regulation of gambling in the country. Dr. Mushalika says the current regulatory framework is inadequate to address the growing concerns surrounding gambling, adding that the new and tougher laws are needed to effectively control the sector. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Dr. Mushalika suggested that government should consider introducing laws that would allow betting centers to operate strictly after working hours. Such regulations would deter especially young people from patronizing these places during working hours, said Dr. Mushalika. He, however, noted that if stricter laws fail to adequately regulate gambling, government should consider banning the practice altogether. Dr. Mushalika added that banning gambling would also align the country with its declaration as a Christian nation. There is simply no productivity in betting. Instead, it is a mindset killer and a danger to society, as it makes people believe they can be productive and make investments through gambling, said Dr. Mushalika. He further expressed concern that gambling has become a contributing factor to increasing cases of suicide in the country. The situation, he said, must be discouraged at all costs.
So perhaps to discourage betting, we should see an increase in taxation on betting companies. Running a betting business must become very expensive. Yeah, and apart from that, just like we promote that beer drinking places must be regulated. They should not open in the morning. The same way betting companies should also open after people have worked. And there should also be observation on age limits for people can enter such places.
Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa says the outcome of the Kasama mayoral by-election is a clear indication that President Hakainde Hichilema is delivering on his campaign promises. Mr. Mwetwa said although some developmental works are still ongoing, the people of Kasama have acknowledged the president's commitment and confidence that the outstanding projects will be completed. Speaking during a media engagement in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwetwa, who is also Minister of Information and Media, said the United Party for National Development, UPND, will use the Kasama mayoral by-election victory as a springboard towards the 2026 general elections. UPND will use the Kasama mayoral election to gain momentum ahead of the 2026 general elections, said Mr. Mwetwa. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwetwa has urged political commentators to refrain from making tribal sentiments regarding the Kasama mayoral by-election. He stressed that the voters in Kasama cast their ballots based on the UPND's delivery record. Mr. Mwetwa also challenged the opposition to explain to Zambians why they should abandon a working government. He further urged opposition political parties to focus on issue-based politics and avoid divisive statements that may threaten national unity.
Unlike other lenses, such as tribe, ethnicity, region, church affiliation, or any other such affiliation as may be misused to misconstrue the real situation playing out on the ground. The UPND victory in Kasama, in our view, is a reflection of confidence by the people of Kasam and Lukasha in President Hakainde Hichilema's leadership, and therefore is a valid stamp of solidarity and signal ahead of the 2026 general election.
The Commuter Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, has urged commuters not to expect reductions in bus fares following the recent reduction in fuel prices by the Energy Regulation Board, ERB. CRAZ President Aaron Kamuti says there has been little willingness among key stakeholders to engage and review bus fares in light of the fuel price reductions. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Kamuti noted that the monthly fuel price review mechanism has also failed to bring stability to the transport sector. He further explained that stakeholders remain concerned that the continued depreciation of the kwacha could trigger further fuel price fluctuations, making it difficult to sustain fare reductions. Mr. Kamuti has therefore called for the adoption of a more stable fuel price mechanism that would promote predictability and long-term stability in the transport sector.
As for now, I think that's a position, because you see, we don't know what is coming this month. It may go up or come down. So if we had a quarterly service, I think that would have helped the situation. Even the operators can plan. Even us, as we're arguing, we know where we are standing. Well, the point I can put across here, that I don't think there's a possibility for us to look at the reduction in bus fares.
The Zambia Police Service has warned and cautioned a 44-year-old woman identified as Ruth Mwanza in connection with the alleged murder of a 29-year-old woman in Lusaka's Twin Palm area. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilawi confirmed that the suspect is being investigated for murder, contrary to Section 200 of the Penal Code, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia, the case relating to the death of Miss Maureen Mwemba. Mr. Chilawi says the matter was reported on January 30th, 2026, by Mr. Richard Mwemba on behalf of his niece. Preliminary investigations indicate that the incident is alleged to have occurred at a residence in Twin Palm area of Lusaka, during which Ms. Mwemba sustained injuries, said Mr. Chilawi in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chilawi said Ms. Mwemba was initially attended to at a local clinic and was later referred to Manasoko Medical Center, where she was admitted to the intensive care unit ICU and placed on life support, but sadly she passed away in the early hours of January 31st, 2026. He said a post-mortem examination was conducted on February 3rd, 2026 as part of ongoing investigations. Mr. Chilawi said the suspect remains in custody pending the conclusion of the investigations and possible formal charges, and has further assured the public that further updates will be provided in due course.
On January 30, 2026, police received a report of an alleged assault from Mr. Richard Mwemba, made on behalf of his niece, now the deceased. Preliminary investigations indicate that the incident is alleged to have occurred at a residence in Twin Palm area of Lusaka, during which Ms. Mwemba sustained injuries. Ms. Mwemba was initially attended to at a local clinic and was later referred to Minasoko Medical Center, where she was admitted to the intensive care unit and placed on life support. She sadly passed away in the early hours of January 31, 2026.
In African news, South Africa's Democratic Alliance DA leader John Steenhuisen has said he will not seek re-election as the party's leader in April, a move that may threaten the stability of the coalition government. The DA, South Africa's second largest party, entered into a coalition with its arch rival, the African National Congress, ANC, in 2024 after it lost its parliamentary majority, a blow for the party. The leader took over leadership of the pro-business DA in 2019 and currently serves as agriculture minister in a President Cyril Ramaphosa's government. Coming up shortly, Israeli strikes kill 17 in Gaza, hospitals say after soldier wounded by gunfire. This and more, stay tuned.
is the leading cause of illness and death in Zambia, especially among children under 5. However, malaria is preventable with measures to avoid mosquito bites, such as the use of insecticide-treated nets.